Now, we have a very special hour of Royal City Rag coming up because we're very pleased to welcome back into the studio this morning Guelph singer-songwriter, community activist and aspiring politician James Gordon, who is, believe it or not, just about to launch his 25th solo CD. Bearing in mind he was a member of Tamarack for years before that, that is still pretty amazing. The album is called Coyote's Calling. It will be launched at the Riverend Center in the Cooperators Hall on Sunday, January the 20th. We have our hot little hands on a copy of that today, so we're going to get to play a little bit of James Gordon. He's also going to play live in the studio for us very shortly. He'll also be playing a new song. It's always great, because I always love it when James says, oh, here's a new song that I just recorded last night while I was having a bath. But he's going to be playing a new song for us today about the Idle No More movement. And I do want to make a special mention about that today, because there is a rally taking place in Guelph. Idle No More Guelph Rally and Conversation will take place Saturday, January the 12th at 2:30 p.m. at 10 Carden Street in downtown Guelph. And it's an event supported by the Council of Canadians, Guelph Wellington Coalition for Social Justice, OPERG Transition Guelph and the Grand River Métis Council. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But we're going to start off with a little bit of James Gordon from the new album, Coyote's Calling. Going to listen to a track called Faith, which I think has absolutely beautiful lyrics. So please stay with us for the next hour on CFIU. You're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. They will change.
Our youth will decay. Friends become strangers. Memories fade. Dreams are forsaken. Plans are mislaid. Beliefs are shaken. Secrets betrayed, illusions are shattered, but if one thing remains, nothing else matters, if we still have our faith, faith that you and I can make a difference if together we take a stand for what we know to be right, a chance on what we know is worth fighting for. We've got to have faith. Faith.
That was James Gordon from the new album, Coyote's Calling, and a song called Faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have you back in the studio, James.
Nice to see you, James.
Always a pleasure. Now, Faith is an older song, right? It's not a new song recorded for this album.
It's a very rare example of me re-recording a song, because it was on the soundtrack for my play, Hardscrabble Road, which is about 12 years old now, I think. And the song always seemed to stand outside the context of the play to me, and it's almost impossible to record, to perform live unless I have a whole gang with me, because it has a response chorus to it. So I thought, it seems to fit the context of what I'm trying for in this new album. So I recorded it and was really pleased with the result.
Now, you have been a musician all of your life.
True.
I mean, this is, I think, the 25th solo album, is that right?
Well, you look like you've been counting, so that's good.
Well, I tried it again.
Yeah.
And then you were a member of Tamarack for how many years before that?
Well, there was an overlap, of course. I was always doing solo things at the time, but I did Tamarack for 20 years, and we did 14 albums.
Wow. And it's amazing that you, obviously not have just been so creative, but it blows my mind when I think about, well, I'm going to sit down and write all these songs. That's a good line. You say, well, that's why he's re-putting another song
right.
Again. But it's great to see somebody who's been a musician as long as you have, who still has the desire to share their gift with people.
I think what drives me to stay with it is that there's always a connection that's made. If I keep fresh and if I keep listening to what's going on and reflect that back in my music, it resonates with people, and you can't ask for anything more than being able to offer something that means enough to people that they want to share their stories with you, that they feel that connection. And it, as long as I still have fun with that, I have no other skills really, so to keep doing it.
So I think it's not quite 2 years, I think, since you released your last album, which is My Stars, Your Eyes.
It might even be more than two now. Yeah, which is actually a long time for me. I actually pop out one a year practically.
Yeah, and I noticed that we wanted to talk a bit about the album itself, but your sons, Gordy and Evan, are front and center again on this album.
Yeah.
I mean, you must be very lucky to have two accomplished musicians that can step in and play with you.
It's my biggest musical thrill, really. It played a factor in the timing of this project. I really wanted to work with them on it, and they're so busy themselves with their own musical career. Jordy and Evan have the Magic and a couple other side projects as well, and they're touring all the time with it. So the album was actually recorded mostly last spring and summer because I've found enough time to sit them down in the studio, and it didn't. But the record label Borealis didn't really have it in their pecking order to release it till this month. So I've been restless sitting, okay, it's done. Let's get it out there. But yeah, they're growing, those two boys of mine, musically. So I learn a lot from them musically when we work together. And I'm really pleased that for the CD launch here in Guelph, they're going to be there just before they head back out to LA for some work there.
So this album is on the Borealis label.
Yeah.
There's 12 songs on the album.
Yep.
I noticed a lot of familiar names, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about the people that played on the album with you.
Yeah, Jude Vidala, who Guelph listeners will know for her own work and previously with the Bird Sisters. I think Jude's my longest musical collaborators. Always loved her voice. Our voices seem to blend really well. So she's my go-to girl for backup vocals in the studio. I think she's sung backup on everything I've done since the middle of the 80s. And Catherine Wheatley, a lot of your listeners will know too. We actually wrote one of the songs together that's on the project. And great distinctive voice, and it's always nice to work with her. She won't be at the concert because she has a really lame excuse. She's in Antarctica.
Touring.
Touring, it's true. Touring in Antarctica.
Playing songs for penguins.
Yeah, that's right. She is going to be singing that song for
I was going
to
say.
She asked to borrow it, yeah. And Jane Lewis is also really growing leaps and bounds in her skills as a backup singer and as a lead singer. So pleased to have her on board. And I've got another I haven't worked with her before in recording, with Luisa Kratka, who's does some string section stuff on the album, and she brings her own interesting voice to that. So I was really pleased with, along with my boys, to keep it local too, and it was lots of fun.
Now, you're a long-term community activist and now an aspiring politician with the NDP. But before we talk about the political side of things and some of the community issues that you're passionate about, I wanted to give you a chance to maybe select another song from the album that doesn't really have a political overtones and maybe has an interesting story behind it.
Well, I think the track I'm going to get you to play is called Hey Amanda. And when I'm on the road, I just love collecting stories. That's where most of my songs either come from, an issue that has come to the front in my consciousness or something I've read about. But often now that people know that my songs are often story-based, they'll tell me stories. And sometimes I just get stories by eavesdropping. So I was... I don't know where, actually, this song, I just made up a whole character that's the protagonist of this song after hearing a snippet of a conversation at a Denny's restaurant in Revelstoke, British Columbia last year while I was snowed in trying to get over the pass there. And there was this young guy talking on the phone to his friend about how he's trying to impress his girlfriend by proving that he was actually an okay guy and she shouldn't give up on him. And it was a story that just somehow I was captured by it. And so the Denny's restaurant ended up making an appearance in the song. But somehow as I was driving, this story started to grow. And that's where this song comes from. Nothing political at all about it.
You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall. My guest today, Guelph singer-songwriter James Gordon, who is just releasing his latest album, Coyote's Calling, will be actually a release show in Guelph on Sunday, January the 20th. And if you want to get more information on that, you can go to royalcityrag.com and follow the links, or head to riverrun.ca and you can buy tickets, and I'm sure they're going to go pretty quick. This is Hey Amanda from Coyote's Calling. You're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Hey Amanda, I'm playing in a band, and I'm in night school for auto mechanic. I'm getting my act together, and I'm doing better than that day I got scared and I panicked. Hey Amanda, I understand if you don't wanna see me no more, but I'm trying hard, and I've got an apartment downtown over Crazy Ray's secondhand store. Hey Amanda, I'm saving up for a van, and when I get my license back, we could go for a drive, and I'd show you that I've been working at getting myself back on track. And I have been thinking I could quit smoking too if you'd live here with me. The lawyer says they might go easy on me, 'cause I'm underage. Instead of throwing the book at me, I'd show them I could turn a new page if I'm lucky. He says I could get community service instead. Dr. Taylor says he'll testify. Those meds sometimes mess up my head. might be okay. What I'm trying to say is, Amanda, please keep the baby.
That was James Gordon from the new album, Coyote's Calling, and Hey, Amanda. Beautiful song. Who's playing on that? Do you want to...
That's me playing the piano, and one of the treats, actually, in this is that my two sons play all the instruments that I don't on it. Jordy plays the drums, and Evan plays the bass on it, and they both play electric guitars. I think Evan played mandolin on that one, even though Jordy's the mandolin player in the family. And they play organs and keyboards and all kinds of stuff. So it was just like but when they were growing up, it was just like a big sandbox in the studio. They just, let's try this, let's try that. So
I can see you wouldn't need a television in your house. Say, okay,
that's right.
Gordy, just go in the corner and play something.
That's right.
Entertain us. Yeah. No, that's great. You have been a community activist for as long as, I would imagine all of your career.
I guess so,
Very passionate about community issues. A couple of years ago, you made the decision to get involved in politics more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You're now a provincial candidate. And I think, are you the provincial, you're the confirmed provincial candidate for Guelph?
No, I'll be seeking the nomination. It won't be coming probably till next month, I guess, the official nomination. And the reason for that is that there's speculation about a spring election.
So the reason I want to bring the subject up is, and we're going to talk about some of the songs on the album in a second, but it must be challenging to balance this burgeoning political career with, you know, basically your career, and let's be honest, I mean, what brings your money in? Because, everybody needs money to survive, which is, your singer-songwriter career. Do you find that a challenge to try and balance the two?
Yeah, it's and it goes part and parcel with a perception, I think, about the Canadian music business that somehow if you achieve a level of recognition and fame, that money flows with that. So fame doesn't equal fortune in Canada, for sure. So it's always a struggle anyway. So the fact that a lot of my time has been sucked into community activist or basically non-paid work, it has been a financial struggle. But the thing that keeps me doing that is that eventually it becomes all the same work, which is really exciting to me. I used to seem to be two sides of my brain, and now it's the same thing. And I had real mentors. You mentioned that I've been running for the NDP. Real mentors in Jack Layton, Charlie Angus, and Andrew Cash. Charlie and Andrew actually played in a punk band together in the 80s, L'Étranger, and they say, well, James, it can be the same gig. You're using almost all the same tools, except you don't have your guitar in your hand for one of them, because you're meeting people, you're communicating with them, you're listening to their stories, you're reflecting back with your work. And I am finding that the edge is blurring a lot between community work and what we would call my profession. And if that happens, then I feel like it's us all kind of the same package of what I'm offering and what I'm doing, and eventually every now and then there's a revenue stream involved and sometimes there isn't. And I also should say that the music business itself, the revenue stream's disappearing by the day anyway,
right? I mean, a lot of it has been basically downloaded on the individual. Yep. I mean, even people that are on well-known labels may still be doing a lot of the work themselves, where in the past there would be this whole army of PR people who are going to try and generate sales for them or set up shows and everything else.
Yeah, and this is on a really good record label, Borealis, but I actually, to be honest, I'm not sure how they stay in business, because when I first signed with them, the main reason I wanted their services, we wanted to collaborate, was because they would distribute it to record stores, which don't exist anymore, really. And CD sales, I used to rely approximately on, if I was touring, I'd go, okay, I can sort of calculate the finances of this tour because I'd get maybe X amount of sales on CDs. I'd go to it seems to be regional or maybe demographics with age. There's some people just are not buying CDs at all anymore. So that the math really changes. And there are also the venues that a humble folk singer like me were used to performing in. A lot of those were like community halls and civic auditoriums, places that have a lot of them have lost their funding. So the venues are disappearing. The marketing is disappearing. So it's sort of gone underground in a lot of ways. I think there's one advantage to being the extreme age that I am, and that at least people seem to kind of know who I am and what I do. So I can usually find a gig somewhere, but I produce albums for some amazing young artists. And the first question is when we finish the last master and we're sending it off to the manufacturer, well, okay, now what, James? And I go, well, hell if I know. I don't know what to offer anymore for it. It changes so quickly. And the advantage is that there's a lot of amazing music out there now, because it's the tools for making the music are really accessible. But the difference is that, yeah, where's the revenue stream in it? How do you keep doing it without, you know, these young guys that are working in a car wash in the day and trying to do gigs at night? That's tough work.
So releasing an album like this now, mm-hmm. with, you mentioned that, you know, we could well see a provincial election in the spring.
Yeah.
Makes it very hard to get out and promote it.
I know. So I've committed to, I'm touring right through this month and February. I'll be out west and in the east coast a little bit. But after that, I have committed to working on this election. We don't know when it is. And I feel a little funny about booking gigs. Like, I've got some stuff in April in the States that right now I'm like, well, what if I have to say no to that? And because I still have to get all the work visas for it and everything. So, yeah, it gets pretty tricky.
Now, looking at this album and the song listings, I had the impression that the fact that you have moved into politics is perhaps changing your songwriting. My impression there was more political songs there than in the past. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
I think you are correct in that assessment, ma'am. Yeah. and it goes with what I was saying a few minutes ago about how the work blurs, like sort of the politics and music are becoming one. And one is a tool for the other, really. I get the inspiration for songs for the community work that I do. And the community work that I do sometimes there's an advantage to being able to have a song about it or dragging my guitar along to events. So, yeah. So if it's on my consciousness, that's what seeps into the songwriting for sure.
I would like to play another song from the album just now. And I was going to say, well, James, tell me what you'd like to play. But
yeah,
I want to play a song that I have heard and played on this show and also our politics show. Mm-hmm. Which takes place on a Monday between 7 and 9 a.m. Yes. And see if you'd be on the ballot box. Just a bit of a plug there. I want to play the We Are the 99.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to give you a chance just to talk about that before we play it.
Sure. That was inspired by the Occupy movement. So I guess you were probably the first person to hear that song. And I was really pleased to be able to record it, and it's sort of banjo driven in this, and I've got sort of a gospel choir going on in the background, which is really fun. But really noticing, trying to find a way to make that message about the 99% and the 1% resonate just as a kind of an old time song, folk song. I'm a big fan of Pete Seeger, and I was using a Pete Seeger banjo when I was playing it, and it felt like, okay, this is. That whole Occupy movement is a bit of an echo of some of that early activist stuff that Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger were doing in the 50s. So I looked for a bit of an echo in that.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play tracks 1 and 2, because the first song is We're the 99.
Uh-huh.
The second song is Jack's Dream, which is about Jack Layton.
That's
and
right.
His letter that he wrote sadly before he passed. Do you want to talk about that as well?
Yeah. So that song came as quite an emotional response to hearing the news of his death, and also incredibly moved by that last letter that he wrote to Canadians. So it was kind of a posthumous collaboration, because a lot of his words are in the song, and he was a real mentor, as I mentioned, to me. We got to play music together. He was a musician, and his message of hope is one that is still resonating and really guides me in my path towards in politically and around community work.
Okay, so we're listening to two songs from James Gordon from the new album, Coyote's Calling. It is available now, is it?
I don't think it is. You know, January 20th is the official launch. So if you go to the Borealis website soon, you'll be able to download it. I think it'll be on iTunes as well. But yeah, you got to wait at least a week, I think. And this is the first, Jan.
Wow. I'm very excited to have the first copy. Yeah. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. James Gordon from the album Coyote's Calling with a 99. Stay tuned. CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Is it too much to ask that when it's time to go to bed, that there's a meal in your belly and a roof over your head? Is it too much to expect that in the morning when you rise, that the sun shining down finds some hope in your eyes? This country is rich, we know this to be true, but that wealth is in the hands of the fortunate few. So there's a new conversation in the global cafe. Let's all sit down together and find a better way. Find a better way. Is it too much to ask for a job with a wage that gives you a chance when you reach your old age? Is it too much to wish for a system that's fair, that shows a little compassion and a willingness to share? This country is rich, we know this to be true, but that wealth is in the hands the fortunate few. So there's a new conversation in the global cafe. Let's all sit down together and find a better way. Find a better way. Those few be rewarded for their selfish greed, while the rest of us struggle for basic human dignity. That's the question before us. Now is our time to let our voices be heard. We're the 99. This country is rich, we know this to be true, but that wealth is in the hands of the fortunate few. So there's a new conversation in the global cafe. Let's all sit down together and find a better way. Find a better way.
So let us be loving,
Let us be hopeful. Let us work to build a world that is fair. Our system excludes many from our collective wealth. Too many homeless, too many in poor health. But if we carry his passion and his values, you and I can make sure Jack's dream never dies. Love is better than anger. Hope is better than fear. Optimism's better than despair. So let us be loving. Let us be hopeful. Let us work to build a world that is fair. With our commitment, we can shift society. We can face climate change and poverty. We will succeed together if we try. We can make sure Jack's dream never dies. Love is better than anger. Hope is better than fear. Optimism's better than despair. So let us be loving. Let us be hopeful. Let us work to build a world that is fair. Let us honor that dream. Finish the good work that's begun. Don't let them tell you that it cannot be done. Love is better than anger. Hope is better than fear. Optimism's better than despair. So let us be loving. Let us be hopeful. Let us work to build a world that is fair. Let us work to build a world.
That was James Gordon from the album Coyote's Calling and Jack's Dream. Before that, we listened to the track one on the album, We're the 99. James Gordon is our special guest on Royal City Rag this morning. And you have the CD launch for Guelph, which takes place Sunday, January the 20th in the Cooperators Hall.
That's it. I'm pretty excited about it. And as my wandering past the door friend Deb just pointed out, it's been a while since I actually played at the River Run, which is a place that means a lot to me.
No, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful show. I did want to talk a little bit about other issues that you're passionate about. Obviously, we're, you know, you have this incredible singer-songwriter career, but you're very passionate about community issues. And now, as an aspiring politician, also very much concerned about Canadian issues. And I wanted to talk you, get you a chance to talk a little bit about the Idle No More movement for Aboriginal rights that I feel is a burgeoning movement right across the country. I think it is starting
international now.
International and getting people's attention. I want to give you a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, thanks, Jan. It resonates a lot with me because I have part of my ancestry is First Nations, and in fact, my people that are from the First Nations were James Bay Cree, which is the same tribe that Chief Spence is from, and you know, along the James Bay coast there. And I feel that the First Nations helped the Europeans create what we call Canada in terms of offering ways for them to survive, offering them the guides, the canoe routes. And I think they didn't get a lot in return for it. I find it a wonderful opportunity now that the First Nations are taking a leadership role again in filling a gap that has been created through our leadership in this country, in that they were always stewards of the land. They are noticing now that no one is. From a political leadership standpoint, they're standing up to say, we have treaties that entrenched in those treaties are rights about the land and how it should be used, and that there are agreements that if something is going to change the ecosystems that we're a part of, that they have a voice in that, and they're going to be heard with that voice now, which is amazing and about time. And they're providing that voice for all of us, because those voices have fallen silent, and it's really great to see it rising as a grassroots movement. It really demonstrates the power of that. I think it's just going to grow. I have a concern. I think part of its success already is that it's been done through really peaceful means, through respect and collaboration. If it shifts from that, the dark side will be getting what they want. Like if the movement gets too restless about, okay, we want to see some action now, and it starts to get more confrontational, then they'll actually lose some power over that way, I think. But so far, it's kept very, very positive, considering how negative the experience that the First Nations are having is. And I'm thrilled to actually be a small part in it, with a song I'm going to play for you, and with organizing a Guelph event next Saturday. It feels all good. We had some good news last fall, you know, when the mega quarry issue demonstrated that a grassroots movement can actually influence our policymakers, and I think this can happen on a national level.
We played a few moments ago, we played the We're the 99, which is a song about the Occupy movement. Mm-hmm. Do you think Idle No More could become this year's Occupy movement?
I mean,
there are similar things behind it, aren't there?
I think so. And the message is something that I think can resonate with people more readily than the Occupy, because really what the Idle No More movement is saying is, let's talk. That's the on the simplest, most eloquent level. We need to be having conversations on many different levels about how are we going to look towards the future, for our children's future. What can we do that's assuring that we even have one? And I can't think of anyone that wouldn't find a way that means something to them. So yeah, I think it's just going to keep growing. It'll grow beyond the current the hunger strike and the current issues. I think it's going to demonstrate that a different kind of leadership, and that it can come from the ground up, not the totalitarianism that we're seeing now from the top down.
Now, there seems to be a suggestion that Stephen Harper is really being forced to start speaking to the native people of this country. I gather that there will be a meeting
next Friday, yeah,
with the chiefs of the First Nations. Mm-hmm. I know that's not what Chief Spence was hoping. I think she was hoping with a more direct conversation.
Yes.
Do you think you mentioned before that obviously if the movement shifts into, from civil disobedience into, there is obviously some civil disobedience with blockades that have occurred, but into something a little bit more violent,
uh-huh,
it may give the dark side, as you mentioned, what they want. But
yeah,
do you think at the same time they will probably be forced to start communicating better and trying to, I think that we seem to have lost any opportunity for consensus in this country.
Right. Well, the hope would be that, the fact that Harper is going to have that conversation next Friday, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be having it if it hadn't been for this movement, even though he's ignored. I don't think he's even mentioned that this movement exists. I saw his press release. I don't know if you saw it too, saying, we had a nice meeting last year. Well, we thought we'd do it again. but the fact that I think he somehow has bowed to the public pressure. He, you know, everyone says, what an idiot. He's not an idiot. He's a really smart guy. He's representing, he's not representing very many Canadians right now, but he knows that if there's a movement that is resonating with that many people, he has to at least acknowledge it. And once you acknowledge it, I think there's some participation possibilities.
So you've written a song for mm-hmm. Idle No More, and yep. it's one of my surprises in the morning when I get up and James Gordon's written another song. I get a good copy of it. So the song is called Idle No yep. More. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I think I'm just exploring in the song that name, Idle No More, because really what it's saying is, okay, our time for sleeping, time for ignoring what our possibilities are as a nation has passed. It's like enough is enough. We're seeing it happen in the States right now around the Newtown school shooting. We're seeing it in India. There's a global movement right now to say, okay, we've been sitting back because we're afraid. And I think we have to get over those fears. It's time to step forward. And that's what I was thinking about when I was writing this song.
Okay. You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. James Gordon live in the studio with a new song, Idle No More.
Jingle dancers, moccasin feet. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Voices rising to the drum beat. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. A drum of peace, but with urgency. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Come to the fire, talk with me. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. We were sleeping a dreamless sleep. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Oh, Turtle Island did wail and weep. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Now we're waking up to a spark in the night. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Out of the darkness into the light. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. There's a new round dance circling the earth. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Signaling a time for rebirth. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Not just first, but every nation. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Come join in the conversation. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Would you sacrifice our rivers and lakes? Treaties we made, would you forsake? Though you've tried, our spirit just won't break. What you've given away is not yours to take. When the future of our people's at stake, there's a choice that we all have to make. For our children's, 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 children's sake. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Idle no, idle no, idle no more. Idle no, idle no, idle no more.
That was James Gordon and Idle No More, a new song that he's written especially for the Aboriginal rights campaign that is currently ongoing. There is a special rally and conversation mm-hmm. taking place in Guelph on Saturday, January the 12th at 2:30 p.m. at 10 Carden Street.
That's
I think
right.
you're going to be one of the speakers there.
That's right. And I was pleased enough to be part of the design team for putting this event together. And because what Idle No More is asking is the let's talk, let's sit down and talk, we thought maybe we should do that too. So we're going to start with a conversation in 10 Carden Street just to get what people's feelings are about it, what the possibilities are with it. And then we're going to move outside and have a rally and a round dance in the Market Square. And I really urge anyone to come down. I attended one over the holidays where, because there's music involved in it. It's not people with placards. They're dancing, they're singing, they're playing their drums. It's quite a spiritual as well as a political gathering, too.
No, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. We only have a few moments left, and I do want to make sure that we get in all of the information to do with this CD launch, because this is someone who basically survives on the music that he puts out, although he is an aspiring politician. And if he gets elected for Guelph, then obviously he'll get a salary.
A paycheck. Well, that's right.
So the new CD is called Coyote's Calling. Mm-hmm. The launch takes place January the 20th at the Riverrun Center.
Yep.
And I think that's a 7 p.m. show.
It is a 7 p.m. show. And just for the Guelph one, for just for something different too, I'm going to be doing a kids show in the afternoon at 3:30 in the same place. I used to do a lot of kids music back when my kids were little and when there actually was a Canadian kids music scene. And, so I'll be reprising some of that. It's going to be fun. I haven't done that in a while too. And the CD launch itself has most of the personnel that, took part in making the recording. And so it's going to be a real community local event too. So, I'm working towards my movement towards shop local. So he can buy the album.
You'll be able to pick up the
album
local,
at the same time. And elect locally, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, talking of elect local and about what is the best way people get hold of you if they're interested in your community, activism, your political aspirations, and then also as a singer-songwriter?
Well, visit my website, jamesgordon.ca. James at jamesgordon.ca is the way to find me by email. I'm pretty busy on Facebook and Twitter these days, too. I love to talk. I love to hear what's going on for you. And, love to share stories. So, let's stay in touch.
Yeah, I've got to say Facebook is a great way of keeping in touch. And people can also sign up for your newsletter, which you send out, which I love, the road story. And
right. Once a month, you get a story about people wonder, well, why do you stay in the business with those stories? But fuels me.
No, I like it. Actually, I still I love the songs from the Road album. You know, the stories and songs together. I think that's a wonderful album. We've got just a few seconds to play one more song.
Sure. Grab the title track, I guess. It's called Coyote's Calling. Coyote is a trickster in the First Nations culture, so you'll hear him a little bit in that song. And it's just kind of a bit of a Canadian landscapes thing. So and it's great to have the world debut today, Jan, of this CD. So... glad to be able to share that with you.
It's been wonderful to have you join us today. It's always fun when James comes into chat. So please buy his new album. And in all seriousness, all local singer-songwriters do depend on album sales and people heading to their shows for a living. I know you produce a lot of people, but as we've talked about on the show already, it ain't easy. Anything you can do to support local people doing wonderful things is where we need to be spending our energy and our money. James Gordon from the album Coyote's Calling with the title track. We'll see you next week. Now, unfortunately, I won't be here. I'll be on a music cruise next
week.
Poor
guy.
Yeah. DJ McD will be singing for the next 2 weeks. I will be hanging out with the likes of Richard Thompson and Buddy Miller and Mary Gauthier. So I will be having fun. But I know you'll have fun with DJ McD in the studio as well. We'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. James Gordon, Coyote's Calling. You're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Thanks again, James.
Coyote's calling. He seems to laugh at me as the temperature's falling here beneath the bare-boned trees. I think I get his joke. How funny it must seem to see a man so broken coming here to find his dream. I'm about an hour west, lonely, camped out by Confusion Creek. And I'm figuring there's only firewood for one more week. And the snow is getting deeper, me and the sun are sinking low. And the odds are getting steeper for me to find my way back home. For me to find my way back home. Alberta clipper blows. And time is running out to find which way this creek flows. Now it's frozen by my doubts. What first felt like freedom now just looks like lost. Trails I blazed, I see them differently in this cruel frost. I'm about an hour west, lonely, camped out by Confusion Creek. And I'm figuring there's only firewood for one more week. And the snow is getting deeper, me and the sun are sinking low. And the odds are getting steeper for me to find my way back home. For me to find my way back about an hour west, lonely, camped out by Confusion Creek. And I'm figuring there's only firewood for one more week. And the snow is getting deeper, me and the sun are sinking low. And the odds are getting steeper for me to find my way back home. For me to find my way back home.